This is Kristen Matsko and Catherine Windsor from Adler, Pollock & Sheehan. We regularly post helpful tips regarding estate and tax matters on our blog, Insight on Estate Planning. We're here today to offer some additional thoughts on recent blog topics in a quick discussion that we call Further Insight. Today's topic is, now is the time to review your estate plan.
Hey, Kristen. How often should I review my estate plan with my estate planning attorney?
Well, Catherine, at a minimum, we recommend that people review their estate plans every 3 to 5 years.
Okay. What are some reasons why people should review their estate plans?
It's definitely important to review and potentially update your estate plan when you go through any sort of big life event. This might be the birth of a child, a grandchild, divorce, receiving a significant inheritance, and things like that. Some documents, like a durable power of attorney for finances, will become stale, according to banks and other financial institutions, if the documents were signed many years prior.
Okay. You should also review your estate plan for tax purposes. The Rhode Island estate tax exemption for 2022 is currently $1.6 million, and the Massachusetts exemption is $1 million. Both are relatively low, especially if you have a home with equity, retirement savings, maybe an inheritance from a deceased parent. The 2023 federal lifetime gift and estate exemption is going to be $12,920,000 per person. After 2025, this exemption is going to revert back to $5.49 million adjusted for inflation if Congress does not intervene. Now may be a good time to start a gifting plan to reduce the size of your estate, especially for estates that may be over the $5.49 million threshold in 2026. So what are some of the usual types of revisions that need to be made to an estate plan, Kristen?
So it's important to periodically review your documents to determine whether your chosen fiduciaries are still appropriate. By fiduciaries, I mean the executor and guardians of minor children named in your will, successor trustees of any trusts, agents under powers of attorney for healthcare, and also agents under powers of attorney for financial matters. And of course, you also want to consider whether your beneficiaries are still appropriate. Maybe you don't get along with someone that you used to provide for in your documents, or you want to include additional friends, family members, or charities in your plan as time goes on.
Changes in state and federal exemptions may call for revisions also to your estate plan and gifting plan. You may need to establish an irrevocable trust to move assets from your taxable estate or gift assets to your children. You and your spouse may also need to move assets to equalize your estates to help reduce one of your taxable estates. Your estate plan should not be stagnant. Your plan needs to adapt and evolve depending on your stage in life, finances, and tax law changes. Reviewing it every few years or after a big life event with your estate planning attorney will ensure that you have the best plan in place.